بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders and dear brothers, in our last scene that we discussed the story of Yusuf عليه السلام in the tafsir of Surah Yusuf, we learned of how Yusuf عليه السلام, acting upon divine instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he employed a certain tactic and a plan in order to have his younger brother Binyamin detained in Egypt, and Binyamin remained with Yusuf alayhi salam. And as the brothers were leaving Egypt, an announcer came out and he called them back, innakum lasariqun, come back, you are a group of thieves. When they came back, the baggage was searched and the camel packs were unpacked, and eventually they found the item that they were looking for, which was the king's goblet, which was made of gold or some very precious stone. They found it concealed in the baggage of Binyamin. Binyamin was fully aware, because the night before Yusuf alayhi salam informed him of the plan that he wished to institute in order to have him detained in Egypt, because Binyamin himself requested from Yusuf alayhi salam, after Yusuf alayhi salam had revealed his identity to him, that he would not like to travel back with his brothers, because constantly he was a victim and a target of their abuse. So when eventually the baggage was opened up and Binyamin was now charged of committing theft, the brothers then they spoke out and they said, قَالُوا إِن يَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. If he commits theft, then a brother of his had committed theft before. They're referring to Yusuf alayhi salam. Remember the incident of the belt that he was accused of? So they said, okay, yes, it makes sense. They are two real brothers. So if he commits theft, has committed theft, it means Yusuf alayhi salam, our brother, did really commit theft in the past when he was accused of stealing that precious dagger which belonged to his aunt. Yusuf alayhi salam heard this accusation. What did you and I do in such a situation? فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yusuf alayhi salam, what did he do? He kept his reaction to himself. He wanted to react. Anyone would want to react. But he kept his reaction to himself, his emotions, he kept it to himself and he did not reveal it to them. And what did he say within himself? What did he say? He says, قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرٌّ مَكَانَهُ. You are accusing me of theft, and you are taunting Binyamin for committing theft. What about what you did? You took your little brother Yusuf, who was kept in your care, and abandoned him in this well, in some forest and in some jungle. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَرُّ مَكَانًا. You are even worse in position. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ. Of course, he said this within himself. He did not reveal it to the brothers. And Allah knows best of what you allege. Now the brothers, of course, remember they took a pledge in the name of Allah from their father that they will bring Binyamin safely home. So they started pleading before Al-Aziz, before the Aziz of Egypt, before Yusuf alayhi salam, without really knowing that he is Yusuf. What did they say? They said, Ya ayyuhal Aziz, inna lahu aban shaykhan kabira. He has a very weak and old father. Yaqub alayhi salam, at this point in time, he was approximately 120 years old. Yaqub alayhi salam, the father of Yusuf. So he has a father who is shaykhan. He is old, kabiran, extremely old. فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانًا. Let's come to some compromise. Why don't you release Binyamin and take one of us in his place? Okay, so we can take Binyamin back home, and one of us, we are prepared. You choose who you want to remain with you, and he will remain with you while you release Binyamin. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We see you are a generous man, O Aziz. Please concede to this request and to this appeal of ours. What did Yusuf alayhi salam say? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ أَن نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَنْ وَجَدْنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدَهِ. Allah forbid that we keep anyone except the one with whom we have found our thing. إِنَّا إِذَا لَظَالِمُونَ. You want me to act unjustly, to take somebody else who is innocent and release the one who is guilty? That is dhulm. That is injustice. I cannot do so. Sorry, I cannot concede to your request. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they lost hope in him, They pleaded before the Aziz, before Yusuf alayhi salam, and he did not concede to their request. He did not give in to their demands. And eventually what they decided to do, they went into consultation. They started consulting amongst themselves, the 10 of them. What should we do? قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ The eldest amongst them, whose name was Yehuda. The eldest amongst them, he advised them and he said to them, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ Do you not know that your father took a pledge from you in the name of Allah that you will bring back Binyamin home, safe and sound? وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّدْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ And remember what you did to Yusuf. How can we forget that? So first it was Yusuf, and now it's Binyamin. How do we go back and how do we face our father? So the big one advises them. فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ What did he decide, Yehuda? Yehuda says, I'm not leaving Egypt. I cannot face our father. I'm not going back to our father. I'm staying in Egypt. فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي Unless my father gives me permission to come back home. أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides with regards to me. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ And Allah is the best of judges. Then he gives them, he tells them what to say to their father when they go back home. It's a journey of approximately 8 days. So before they embark upon the journey, he says, Irji'u ila abikum. Listen, go back to our father. Go back to your father. Faqulu and say to him, Ya abana inna ibnaka saraq. Oh, our father, your son Binyamin had committed theft. He had committed theft and he was detained in Egypt. Wama shahidna illa bima alimna. And we only testify and we only informing you of that which we know. Wama kunna lil ghaybi hafidin. We could not guard him against the unseen. Yes. We did take a pledge and we promised to you that we will bring him back home safely, but how could we protect him against the divine unseen system and plan of Allah? We had no control over that. And if you do not believe us, O Father, وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا Send a messenger to Egypt in order to investigate the matter. If you do not believe us, ask the people of the village from which we have come. وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا In fact, ask the caravan with which we traveled, the people with whom we have returned. They have all witnessed this. They are all aware of that. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ O Father, we are speaking the absolute truth. And they came back to their father. They related the entire incident to their father, Yaqub alayhi salam. He says to them exactly what he said to them on the first occasion 40 years ago. When they came home and they lied to their father with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam. قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا Yaqub alayhi salam. He says, it seems as if again your nafs, your inner desires have seduced you to do something. Again, for a second time, you have given in to the demands of your nafs. I do not know what you have planned, whether you are speaking the truth or you are speaking a lie, but it seems as if once again, the nafs has played a central role in this instance, and you are guilty of taking Binyamin away from me and not returning to me. Asallah an ya'tiyani bihim jami'a. Look at the optimism of this great Nabi of Allah. Asa in the Arabic language is used to denote optimism. When you are really optimistic about something, very hopeful about something, what does he say? Asallah, I have full hope in Allah, I'm optimistic, I have a very high level of optimism. So high is my level of hope and optimism in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he says, I hope fully that Allah will bring them all back to me, all three of them. Because now he lost three sons. This eldest son, Yehuda, who said he's not going to come back home, that was a loss. Yusuf alayhi salam, the greatest loss. And of course, the loss of Binyamin. Innahu huwa al-alim al-hakim. Allah is al-alim. And Allah is al-hakim. Allah is the most knowledgeable and the most wise. وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ After he said this to them, Allah says he turned away. He did not want to say any more. A man of 120 years of age, he turned away from them. And what did he say? وَقَالْ يَا أَسَفَى عَلَى يُوسُفْ That raw emotions again. He remembered and he thought of Yusuf alayhi salam. At this advanced age, what did he say? He says, how sad I am about Yusuf. I cannot overcome. I have not yet overcome and dealt with the grief that I had suffered on the occasion when I lost Yusuf alayhi salam, and once again I'm reminded of that great loss and that sad event. He says, how sad I am about Yusuf. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says his eyes turned white with sorrow. Of course, we explained earlier that he had turned blind because of the grief that he had suffered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Allah explains, describes his situation on that occasion. Allah says, فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, and he chose to just bottle it all up. What does kazim mean? Kazim means to suppress that emotion. You really want to let it out, but you choose to suppress it, bottle it up, keep quiet, say nothing about it, deal with it on your own and at your own time and your own pace. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Then he turned a while later. Once again, they ran out of food supply, and the famine had reached unprecedented levels in the little village of Canaan, and they needed more food and more grain. So he tells his sons, he calls all 10 of them, and he says, before we come to that, when they heard him speaking of Yusuf alayhi salam and mentioning Yusuf, his family members, his wife and his children and his sons, what did they say? They said, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفُ. But Allah, you will not stop remembering Yusuf. Give up Yusuf. Yusuf is gone. 40 years have passed. Why can you not stop remembering Yusuf? حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا. This grief, it will cause you to collapse. It has weakened you. It has made you frail and weak emotionally, physically, psychologically. You are going to collapse if you don't stop thinking of Yusuf and speaking of Yusuf. أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ. Or you will perish and die with the grief that you suffer because of Yusuf alayhi salam. Give up. Forget Yusuf. Yusuf is gone. Done. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. He said this to them earlier. Listen, I'm not complaining to you about my grief. I complain and I present my grief and my sorrow and my anguish before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will act as my psychologist, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be my therapist. I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there for me, and I will express my emotions to Allah. You will not hear anything of my grief. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And I know from Allah what you know not. يَا بَنِيَّ. Now he tells them to go back to Egypt because the food supplies have run out. يَا بَنِيَّ ذَهَبُوا فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ. Oh my sons, go and search for Yusuf and his brother. He tells them this on this occasion when they are about to leave to go and bring back more food supply. He says, go, come back with Yusuf and his brother. They thought the man, he's become senile. He doesn't know what he is saying. So they leave and they undertake the journey, all nine of them, because Yehuda, of course, remained in Egypt. And they undertake the journey, and he gives them an advice. He says, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Brothers, this optimism is something that we lack in our lives. Being hopeful in the mercy of Allah and having full hope in Allah that Allah will get me through this situation. What does he tell them? He says, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ. Do not ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Don't ever do that. Mercy of Allah is so vast. Never should you ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. He says, in fact, only the infidels, only the disbelievers are the ones who lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Believer can never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of the wings, one of the most important elements and vital elements of iman, of your faith, is what? Hope. Hope in the mercy of Allah is what carries you, is what carries your iman. If you do not have that hope, what will happen? A person will go into a state of depression. A person will end up committing suicide. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that's why Yaqub alayhi salam says, that only the infidels, the disbelievers, are the one who give up in the hope and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go, have full hope in the mercy of Allah. Be optimistic, be positive, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will miraculously bring back all three of your brothers, and all of you will come back home to me. Something which seems impossible, really impossible. But that is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will manifest when you put your faith and you have full hope in the mercy of Allah. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ. They come before Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so when they came to him, to Yusuf alayhi salam, قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. They are in a state of hunger. They have come wearing tattered clothes. of course, the signs of poverty and famine and hunger was quite apparent on them. They came before Yusuf alayhi salam in the court of Yusuf. They says, "Oh Aziz, Massana wa ahlana dur, distress, dur, harm, difficulty, hardship has befallen us and our entire family. We are suffering back home. One is the hunger, the famine, the starvation, and then we have lost our brother. So our entire family is in a lot of distress. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ And we do not have anything to present to you. We have a little capital, something that is of little worth. We have come. This is all that we have to purchase some food and some grain. This is all that we have to present to you. فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلَ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا So give us the full measure. Though we do not deserve the full measure because we do not have the full price. But give us the full measure and be charitable. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا Be charitable to us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ Allah, indeed, He rewards those who are charitable. Yusuf alayhi salam, of course, how much can he now contain and conceal and hide his emotions? Here he sees his brothers in a state of poverty, state of hunger, on their knees, pleading before Yusuf alayhi salam. He hears of his father suffering back home. He hears of his family members in Canaan. They are suffering from famine. They are going through a lot of anxiety and distress. He now, eventually, Allah, through divine inspiration, Allah allows him to reveal his identity to his brothers. And remember, Allah promised him 40 years ago, when they threw him down the well, and he was there all by himself, divinely Allah inspired to him. What did Allah say? وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ We divinely inspired to Yusuf at that point when he was alone. لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ A day will come when you will tell them of what they did to you. Here the day has arrived. 40 years later, the day has arrived. So when they express and they this suffering of theirs to Yusuf alayhi salam, and they plead to him and they cry before him, what does he say? قالوا أَإِنَّكَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفِ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ He says, do you remember and do you know what you did to Yusuf? They are so shocked and surprised. What is this man saying? This is the Aziz of Egypt. The only one who knew of what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam was Yusuf himself. No one else knew about it besides us and Yusuf. So he asked them, do you remember what you did to Yusuf? قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ Yusuf. They said, are you really Yusuf? Are you Yusuf? What does Yusuf alayhi salam do? قَالَ أَنَا Yusuf. I am Yusuf. Yes, I am your brother Yusuf. وَهَذَا أَخِي And this is my brother Binyamin. My real brother. Now here you have them pleading and crying to their brother Yusuf alayhi salam. There was a time where he was pleading and crying to them. As he was holding onto the walls of that well, he was pleading out and crying to them and screaming and wailing, do not do this to me. But mercilessly, they chucked him down the well. The tables have turned. And how very often this happens in life. What goes around comes around. Yusuf alayhi salam now has the opportunity to punish them, to detain them, to taunt them and to abuse them for what they had done to him back then. But what does he do? He says, I am Yusuf. This is my brother. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا Allah has been extremely, extremely kind to us. Subhanallah. Allah has been so kind to me. He did not even bring up the topic. He just asked him, you remember Yusuf, what you did to you? And that was it. He never brought up the topic again. You chucked me down the well. I ended up in prison. I was separated from my father. Nothing of that sort. Nothing at all. What did he say? Allah has been so kind to me. Look at me. You know, sometimes you find a person, mashallah, you see him in a good off position. Allah has blessed him now with some position, some wealth, comfortable life. And you comment on that, my brother, mashallah, Allah has blessed you with a comfortable life. What is this? He say, yeah, but you don't know where I started off, man. Hey, you know, when I was young, every Sunday I had to go and sell newspapers. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ Look at your current situation. Allah has been so kind to me. That positivity, Allah loves that. And Allah will give you more. And even if there are some negative aspects in your life, don't focus on that. Look at the positive in your life. Just keep on focusing on that. Look at what Yaqub has done. He has taught us about hope. Having great hope in the mercy of Allah. Yusuf alayhi salam teaches us of having this positive perception about Allah. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِ بِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will treat you as you expect me to treat you. If you only expect good from me, you'll get that. And if you expect bad from me, that is exactly what you are going to get. I treat you according to your expectations about me. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Yusuf alayhi salam teaches us, and he informs his brothers of the secret, the recipe that got him through these difficult 40 years. What does he say? He says, listen, let me tell you something, my brothers. The one who has taqwa, who is pious, who adopts piety, Allah consciousness, وَيَصْبِرْ and perseveres, he will get through the difficult situation. In your difficult situation, become a friend of Allah. Become close to Allah. Develop piety, develop taqwa. Persevere, sabr, tolerate, hold on, do not complain. Complain to Allah. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. All of that, Allah will not let it go to waste. Look at how Allah has rewarded me eventually. قَالُوا تَاللَّهَ لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. They said, but Allah has given you preference, O Yusuf. Allah has given you preference over us. وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ And now they acknowledge and they confess, O Yusuf, we were in the wrong, we were at fault, we acknowledge the crime that we have committed against you, and now they are awaiting the punishment. Let us see how our brother deals with us. What does Yusuf alayhi salam say? قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ Go. You are free. I will not even taunt you, question you about it. لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ I will not scold you. I will not take you to task for it. Go on. You are free. As of today, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ In fact, he makes a dua for you. What happened in the past, happened in the past. Let's forget about it and move on. It happened in the past. The man ran you down. The man stabbed you in the back. Okay, learn from it. Not that you should be gullible. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi says, a believer is not bitten from the same hole twice. So don't be a fool. But learn from that lesson. Forget about it and move on. Make dua. He made a dua for them. What does he say? يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ May Allah forgive you. May Allah forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ How many times we have heard this? Allah is the most merciful of those who show kindness, love and mercy. Then they tell him about the father who has turned blind. Yaqub alayhi salam. So he says, okay, idhabu biqamisi hadha, go with this shirt of mine, fa'alquhu ala wajhi abi, and put it over the face of my father. Take this shirt, put it over the face of my father. Ya'ti basira, and he will turn into a sighted man. He will become a sighted man. His vision will return, and he will be able to see again for a second time. Wa'tuni bi ahlikum ajma'in and bring to me all your family, all of you, come to me, all from the village of Kana'an, all the family members, everyone, bring all your families and come back to Egypt. Now this shirt was a special shirt, and that's why it had this special power. We know Ibrahim alayhi salam was a great grandfather of Yusuf. Okay, he was flung into the fire by Namrud. We know the incident. When Namrud flung him into the fire, he undressed him and flung him into this huge fire. While he was in that fire, Jibreel alayhi salam came down with a shirt from Jannah, qamis. Again, we come across the word qamis. And look at the pivotal central role that qamis plays in the story once again. That shirt was given to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He wore that shirt while he was in the fire. He preserved and kept that shirt with him. When he passed away, his son Ishaq inherited the shirt. When Ishaq passed away, his son Yaqub, the father of Yusuf, inherited the shirt. Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salam, he took the shirt and he had it kept in a tube. In a tube, he had it preserved in a tube and he had it tied around the neck of Yusuf alayhi salam to safeguard him from the evil effects of the eye, of the envious eye. We spoke about that. So Yusuf alayhi salam now took that very same shirt out of the tube and he gave it to his brothers and he says, throw this shirt over the face of my father and his sight will once again be regained. وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرِ The caravan leaves with the shirt. Who took the responsibility? Who took the responsibility of carrying the shirt and throwing it over the father's face was none other than the eldest son, Yehuda. Yehuda said, I'm going to do it. Why? Because Yehuda was the one who came with the shirt soaked in blood 40 years ago. So he says, you know what? That on that occasion, I shattered my father's heart when I presented the shirt of Yusuf to him. On this occasion, I want to mend that heart which I shattered by once again presenting the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam. I want to bring joy to that heart after bringing anxiety and distress to that heart. So as the caravan left, Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, he told those around him, Inni la ajidu riha Yusuf. I can detect the scent of Yusuf. I'm getting the scent of Yusuf. I can smell Yusuf alayhi salam. 40 years ago and he hasn't forgotten the scent of his son. Wow, what love, subhanAllah. He hasn't forgotten the scent of his son 40 years ago. He said, I can get, it was a journey of 8 days. How did he get the scent of his son, Yusuf alayhi salam? Mufassirin explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was a miracle of Yusuf. Miraculously, Allah allowed the winds to carry the scent from that shirt, and the scent of that shirt reached the nostrils of Yaqub alayhi salam before the actual shirt had reached him. And he says, I can detect the scent of Yusuf. When they heard him saying this, what did they say? قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ فِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. But Allah, you are still in your old fallacy. You are going on about Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam is gone and he is the past. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرِ. When the carrier of good news came, that is Yahuda, he put the shirt on the face of Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam, sight returned and he turned into a sighted man. He said, did I not tell you that I know from Allah what you do not know? Remember I told you I know something that you do not know? Allah has brought them all back home to me. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا. They came to their father, all of them, all 10 of them. إِسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Ask Allah to forgive us. We ask you, we plead and we beg before you. Ask Allah to forgive us of the crime that we have committed against you and our little brother. قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. Look at the expression. I'm going to take a few minutes of your time, brothers, to try and conclude this story today, inshallah. قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. What did he say? He says, I will ask Allah to forgive you. Sawfa in the Arabic language is used to denote distant future. So he's not saying, I am going to seek. He says, I will in the future. Mufassirin explained, Yaqub alayhi salam wanted to stand up at the time of tahajjud and pray for the forgiveness of his sons, for the forgiveness of his children, because it is at that hour of the night when dua is readily answered by Allah. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفْ. They all got ready. According to one narration, there were about 70, more than 70 of them, all the family members, and they'd undertaken this long journey all the way back to Egypt. On that side of Egypt, Yusuf alayhi salam came out from his palace with his throne, 4,000 soldiers, and they came with a special guard, a guard of honor, which they were to hand over to Yaqub alayhi salam. So there was this huge buzz all around Egypt. Everybody came out on the outskirts of Egypt expecting the arrival of Yaqub alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, falamma dakhalu ala Yusuf. When they came to Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salam, according to historic narrations, from a distance he saw his old weak father coming towards him. He could not contain himself. He rushed down from the arsh, from his throne. He rushed forward. When he came before his father, his father wanted to kiss his feet. He lifted his father, embraced his father. Imagine what that embrace must have felt like. 40 years, how long they must have embraced, Allahu A'lam. Do not even ask what happiness and what joy, what ecstasy the two of them must have experienced on that occasion. A man of 120 years of age plus. Here he gets to see his son 40 years later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they came, Yusuf alayhi salam then took them into the palace. Awa ilayhi abaway. He placed his parents near himself. He made them both sit. Of course, that was his biological father. That was his stepmother, who was actually the sister of his late mother. We spoke about that, Layya. So this was actually his maternal aunt, whom Yaqub alayhi salam then married. And what did he tell them? Udkhulu Misra. Enter into Egypt, inshaAllah. All of you live in Egypt, aminin, peacefully and gracefully. Rafa'a abawayhi ala al-arsh. And he raised his parents up on the throne. He got down from the throne and he took his mother, his father and his stepmother, and he put them on to the arsh, onto the throne, to honor them, give them this honor and respect. And always our parents, that is their position and that is where they belong, that arsh, that throne. Perhaps it's not a real throne as per se, but in your life, that is where your parents belong. That is the position they occupy. You, they are always on top of that throne, and you are below them. Al-Jannatu tahta qadami al-ummahat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Jannat is beneath your mother's feet, under her feet. That is where Jannat lies. So he raised them up onto the arsh, onto the throne. وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. They came down the throne, and all of them, all his brothers, 11 brothers, And his parents, they all fell down in sajda before Yusuf alayhi salam, which was allowed in the sharia of Yusuf alayhi salam. When Yusuf alayhi salam saw this, he went to his father and he says, "Ya Abati, my father, I came to you 40 years ago when I was 12 years old and I told you of a dream I had. Remember the dream, father? 40 years ago I told you of the dream, Ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaban, that I saw 11 stars, wa shams wal qamar, I saw the sun and the moon, I saw them all prostrating to me." He comes to his father, very same expression that he used then when he was 12 years old. He says, "Ya Abati, oh my father, hadha ta'wil ru'ya, here is the fulfillment of my dream which I had earlier. Allah has made it true. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّ وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي." He says, "Oh my father, Allah has been so kind to me." He didn't speak about what his brothers did to him. He didn't speak. He says, "Allah has been, قَدْ أَحْسَنَ, I cannot tell you how kind Allah has been to me. إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ, when Allah released me from the prison, وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ, and Allah brought you all from the countryside, بَعْدَ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنَ وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي, it was Shaytan who created a rift between me and my brothers. Blame Shaytan. Oh my father, it was Shaytan. It was not my brothers. It was Shaytan who created this rift between us. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءَ, surely my Allah knows, does what He wills in a subtle way. Allah does it in a subtle way, my brother. It's happening, Allah's plan is working, it is happening, it happens in a subtle way, you will not even realize what's happening until you see the plan of Allah manifest itself. رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ, he then makes a dua, he turns to Allah, and Allah completes the story of Yusuf alayhi salam with this dua. He says, "Oh my Lord, you have given me some power to rule, and you have given me the knowledge of interpreting events. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, oh the creator of the heavens and the earth, أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا, oh Allah, you are my wali, you are my guardian, you are my protector in this world and in the year after. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا, oh Allah, make me die as a Muslim, let me leave this world as a Muslim, do not give me all this worldly comfort but deprive me of Islam when it matters most to me, make me die as a Muslim and make me and join me with the righteous. ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ, Allah addresses Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, this is a part of the reports of the unseen which we have revealed to you. Yaqub alayhi salam lived in Egypt with his son Yusuf alayhi salam for 24 years. Yaqub alayhi salam then passed away at the age of 147. Yaqub alayhi salam, the father. Before he passed away, he made a request to Yusuf alayhi salam, upon my death, have my body transferred to Palestine so that I may be buried alongside my father Ishaq. And the request was fulfilled. Yusuf alayhi salam passed away at the age of 120. 120, 124, that was his age when Yusuf alayhi salam passed away. He was buried on the banks of the river Nile. Yusuf alayhi salam had three children, right? Ifraim, Mansha, and Rahma. His daughter Rahma then married Ayyub alayhi salam, was also a great Nabi of Allah. Ayyub alayhi salam's wife, Rahma, was the daughter of Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam was buried on the banks of the river Nile. But in the time of Musa alayhi salam, when Musa alayhi salam was escaping with the Banu Israel from Egypt, Allah instructed Musa alayhi salam that go to such and such a point, dig over there, you will find the coffin of Yusuf alayhi salam, remove that coffin. When Musa alayhi salam found the coffin, it was marble coffin, take this coffin and transport it to the land of Palestine. So you find that Yaqub alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, and Yusuf alayhi salam are all buried in the land of Palestine, in one place. They were all buried together. And with this, we come to the end of this amazing and fantastic story. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the many lessons, of course, which we have learned from the story. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the company of these people in Jannah. Imagine the day. You know, amazing, sometimes your wife might ask you, when you go to Jannah, who's the first person you'd like to see? And of course, you'll say, you know what, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, but from the Anbiya, who would you like to meet? And you ask your wife, who's the first person you want to see? The first thing is Yusuf. We want to see how good he really was. How good and handsome he really was. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us, our spouses, our wives, our family and children to enjoy the blessed company. Imagine listening, sitting with Yusuf and hearing him, describe this events to us while seated with him in Jannah, inshallah. May Allah grant us the understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.